Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to a very special summary episode of Fat Mascara.
I feel like you say every episode is very special, but they are.
This one's very special.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
Before we tell you why it's so special and who our guest is, I will let you know what we're going to talk about. First, the pits, the kinds under your arms. It's that sweaty time of year. We'll discuss that. Then, rumor has it, a woman with the last name Spears. Maybe doing a makeup collab. And Jess's eyes just got huge. So we're going to talk about that.
It's intense.
And lastly, I know you had a nail salon nightmare.
Ooh, heebie-jeebie, skeebie.
I know, and I've been dying to ask you about it, but I was going to wait for the podcast. So we'll talk about it. Who is our big-time guest?
We have Nicola Joss, the celebrity facialist slash self-tanner slash one of the most interesting women we've ever met, here in the studio to give us some tips and also just like some amazing life advice.
And to soothe us, I feel like.
We, you know, I was soothed.
Yeah. Let's all get soothed together. So deodorant and antiperspirant is that kind of thing that people get really like adamant about. Like they have their brand, they have their pick, and they will like tell you till the end of days, like, oh, I don't use that because I'm going to get cancer, or I don't use that because I'm going to get wet, or whatever. Mm-hmm. People get really worked up about it. And I had this debate at work. And so I've never actually asked you about pits, but it's a big part of grooming and toiletries and beauty. Are you like loyal?
I use, you know, deodorant every day. AP, rather. Antiperspirant.
Right. So for people who don't know, we should probably explain the difference, I guess, too.
Right. So deodorant, I mean, this is information every adult should know. Okay? Deodorant masks the smell. It is not going to stop you from sweating. Or I should say it's not, yeah, it just masks the sweat with a little perfume, maybe some slight anti-sweat ingredients like some talc or something to absorb it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's no big whoop. Antiperspirant has something called aluminum chlorate, right?
Yes.
It has something that is going to plug up the sweat glands with this stuff.
Not the gland, the pore. Not the pore that would come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But same
yeah,
idea.
Yeah. It doesn't, you're plugging doesn't go the that deep.
Yeah. So you're not going to get moisture.
It's yeah, it blocks it entirely, which is why you feel so silky smooth and dry. Now, people get very upset. Some people get very upset about antiperspirant because they say it's not natural. You should not be blocking the sweat glands. But also, they believe that it can cause cancer. Now, there was a study at some point.
Wasn't that, causal. It found that anecdotally that people who had a breast cancer tissue had some ingredients that were from that are also
parabens.
In,
they found parabens.
Yeah, that are also in
a million other things
in the tumors, but they could never say that it caused it. And somehow the news
inconclusive.
Got out. Inconclusive. I totally get it. If the people who are like, I just feel like my body should be sweating, I get
yeah,
that
and if,
vibe.
If you have some family history, if you're just not comfortable, if the story freaks you out, that is totally fine. You do you.
Also, but don't preach. Everybody always, when I say I use an antiperspirant,
yeah,
and
yeah.
My big tip for summer too, put it on the night before. And I got this from a derm too, because it actually takes time to work, almost like sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually don't even have to put it on in the morning if you put it on the night before, because it's going to work better and block the
correct
sweat
window. People don't really know that. I mean,
but when I tell people that, they get all preachy, like, "Well, that stuff's going to kill you." I'm like, you know what? If I was like. No, if I'm eating a steak, well, maybe that would kill me too. I don't know. I just feel like people are so screamy about it.
Deodorant slash AP is like a real sore spot for a lot of people. It's not one for me, but
what do you use?
I am obsessed with this. Is my I found my deodorant a few years ago, and like I'm never going back.
What is it?
Dove.
Oh, I use Dove. Which one?
Like the stick, the solid.
The solid.
I really do feel like it is care for my underarms.
Oh, because you don't get as bumpy and whatever. It's very moisturizing.
I just feel like it's moisturizing. I've never met another antiperspirant that's as moisturizing.
Can I say one thing I've noticed that's becoming trendy that I am not about? These cream deodorants.
Oh, get out of here.
Like either it's in a tube like toothpaste or it's in a tin. Do I need to be sticking my fingers in toothpaste-y deodorant cream and then rubbing them into my armpits? No, thank you. No, thank you.
No. There was one deodorant, though. I'm using deodorant kind of like as a catch-all. It was technically an antiperspirant that I loved that I should have stocked up on because not
Tickle.
Only was it... No.
I used Tickle back in the day.
That's disgusting, the name.
What was it?
It was a powerful... had powerful antiperspirant qualities, but it was also extremely fragrant. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Donna Karan Cashmere Mist.
I have heard that from other people. It has a cult-like status.
Yeah.
And the scent
I don't know
of
if it still exists.
It does. It does. And it's like a nice shape that's small that fits in a pit nicely. But it has like that musky, soft smell that's like powdery. It kind of like works for deodorant.
It was fantastic. It wasn't like enough to overpower your fragrance, but wow, damn, was that good.
And I feel like it's one of the only perfumes that still has an ancillary, which is like, you know, the shower gel and whatever, of a deodorant because they're not popular. But
of an
always,
AP.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Let us know where you stand on this debate. Are you freaked out by antiperspirant? Do you have a favorite antiperspirant? What is going on with your pits? We want to know. We want to get in there.
Ew. So I peeped a little something on Jared Blandino's Instagram, which I think a lot of people did too. He had a palette there. Jared's a co-founder of Too Faced Cosmetics. And it had like gorgeous colors. And the caption was, "I'm a slave for you. Hashtag Too Faced." I can't tell if he was trying to be cheeky and like, or was this the official tease?
You don't mess with Britney fans. You don't get cheeky on Instagram with Britney
he
fans.
He must have known what he was doing. Dude, you're telling us there's going to be a Too Faced and Britney Spears collab and we're getting crazy for it. You're not crazy. Are you not into Britney?
I mean, like... I
just got British. Did you hear that? Are you not into Britney?
Brit. I'm not really into Britney, no. Like,
but.
I mean, I could like a couple of songs. Like, that song every time makes me cry.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
No.
Oh.
All right, we'll play it.
With Stephen Dorff in the video? Yeah. Okay, we're gonna rock that song after.
Like, you know how excited I am about Fenty Beauty with Rihanna, mm-hmm. which, by the way, the logo has been released. Go check it out.
Okay.
I'm not as excited about this, but I do think she is due for a beauty collab. So my question for you is this. Of the Britney looks, I mean, she's had some iconic looks. Which one had makeup that you feel like you would want to be and you would try that makeup?
I feel like I like raw Britney. Again, see every time video where she's like, makeup, like in the bathtub.
No makeup, makeup Britney.
But I also did like, I guess, I mean, like when she was all like sweaty in that video with like 25,000 guys on her.
Oh.
Like, what was that? You know, that
Slave song? For You?
Yeah. No, yeah. This, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Slave For You. And then that song, Till the World Ends, like it's more like later Britney.
Oh, that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I guess like for someone who doesn't love Britney, I'm like.
You have some deep knowledge.
To like, you know, like later Britney, like 2010 Britney,
mm-hmm.
Deep Club Remix Britney. I don't like any glam Britney.
Okay, my Britney moment?
Yeah.
Of course it involves the anaconda. The snake.
Oh,
like
okay.
This is like I want to be this
when she was like
yes.
doing Slave For You for real.
Deep yeah. bronzy eye and like a pink glossy lip, and she was all like, I just want the snake is what I'm saying. But you know what? I just pulled up the picture to look at it. The only part of this look I do not think we need to bring back was the early aughts high brow bone highlight. Remember, you used to do like the really harsh whitey gold right under the eyebrow. She has that going on in this picture. That part I don't need to bring back. But I'll bring back the snake and the
amazing.
Bronziness. And so Two-Faced,
I think she also had a belly button like ring at that point too. Or like just a jewel.
Yeah. Well, I don't want that part either. Just thinking about how quickly the cosmetics industry moves now. If he's showing us a palette and a lab sample like that already, I'm thinking fall. That's my guess. Obviously, Two-Faced had no comment because that's how they roll. But get ready, people. Britney's back.
But
bitch.
Dirty pop, baby, baby, you can't stop. Dirty spa. Dirty spa.
Okay, from Britney to Justin. What are we talking about here?
Okay. So I was quite embarrassed the other day because I went to a new nail salon by my house. And I normally go to QQ Nails on 8th Avenue. It's amazing. Clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah. Like 30,000 people working there at all times. Okay. There's a little fridge of Diet Cokes. It's incredible.
And now we get to the real reason you like it.
No, there's a loyalty program. So much good stuff.
Okay.
Well, it was like so busy when I went there that I had to say, I'm sorry, I've got to go. So I went to a nearby place.
Mm-hmm. Why does I think this is going to involve the homeless screaming man on your
no,
block somehow?
No. Okay. This is around the corner.
Okay.
So this is like a little deeper on 8th. And I got there and I sit down and she just starts kind of whisking some water and some Windex really like quickly in the foot bath. But seriously.
Wait, like with a whisk, like she's making eggs or something?
Just like with like almost like her hand.
Okay.
She slushed some water around the foot bath.
Ooh.
And
oh, like
some
that's
Windex.
Your
like, I don't, like, it was the kind of cleaning that, like, it was almost like I thought she was kidding.
Yeah.
And then I sat down and I felt like, I don't want to be here, but I felt so embarrassed and uncomfortable.
You don't think it was just for show to show it's cleaning and she did a deep clean before? This was her
no,
in-between
this was like,
client
yeah, she,
clean.
Yeah, it was like.
Was like a faux clean.
It was, she just like really, and then literally splashed some stuff around. And then she's like, she tapped it like here, like put your feet here. And
what'd
I'm so embarrassed to tell you that I did that.
And, but inside you were thinking, I'm about
this is
to
disgusting.
Get.
Like, I'm about to get like, staph. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, I went from athlete's foot to like staph infections.
And then I looked around
yeah.
and I just saw like people. It was almost like a horror movie when you start like kind of like extreme close ups on other things. Like,
I can see the cuts, the video cuts now.
Yeah. I saw tools that were just kind of lying around and then a new client come in and then them just like they just picked
it
up the tools and used the tools. So I felt like I can get out of this. I was like, I could have just been like, oh, I'm so sorry, I got an important phone call or oh my God, I just realized I left my wallet at home. All of these things. I was too embarrassed to get out.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
I don't think I would say, like, are you going to clean that better? I would have done
yeah,
because
I couldn't say that to her. That's so terrible.
I would do what you just came up with, which you probably thought of after the fact, which is like, oh, my God, I just remembered
no,
I had something.
No, I thought of it during it, but I was still too much of a wacko to, like, not.
I don't have a problem. If I'm never going to see you again in my life, I don't have a problem making a fool of myself and, like, just leaving. So what? They'll think I'm the crazy lady, but, like, I'm never going to see them again. If it was someone that I went to regularly and there was something like that, that would be harder. But I think that's the point right here, which is you need to know your place that you go to regularly so you know what they're doing to clean.
Yeah.
like yeah. a QQ. One time, but then I just said that and I'm full of shit. You want to know why? So I used to get wax before I was lasered, and I went to the bikini wax place on 3rd Avenue, and they had like that foil pot, you know, where like there's like aluminum foil crumpled. Yeah. It looks like the science experiment for the volcano from elementary school is what
the
this wax looked
and the
like.
Vinegar.
And it had tongue depressors, you know, yeah. but the same tongue depressor was already in there. So, but she gave such a good wax always that I was like, that's not a new tongue depressor. And then I was like, oh, it's hot, but it's not like it's boiling hot. And yeah. I let that woman put that old volcano dirty wax on my nethers.
You know, this is a topic that we need to get into more, the salon safety, the codes. I say, you know, let's get...
But also the etiquette, how to, like, get yourself out of these situations.
Yeah.
Say, also, I had no panties on at that point, so what am I going to do, hop up and be like, see you later? Like, I don't know. Sorry, yeah. did I just gross you out?
No, just the panties threw me off for a second. Panties.
Sorry, I didn't have on underwear.
Yeah, undies, bloomers.
Yeah. Listen, if you see unsafe... It's like, yeah. see something, say something.
Yeah, I think it...
It's
we
a
need
subway... helpful hint.
We need to be more vigilant, but it is uncomfortable. I think we should talk about this more as the summer goes on. Mm-hmm. So you know, stay tuned for that.
But
if,
also
if you guys have been in this situation, let us know how you would have handled it.
info@fatmascara.com.
yeah, tweet us,
DM us on Insta,
yeah, Facebook us.
If you see something,
say something. That's a new policy. She's working on a tan. So happy to have the fabulous Nicola Joss with us today. She is a facialist, but she really is so much more. She's like a therapist in many ways. And she really just, when it comes to facials, self-tanning, just kind of like amazing advice, she really brings it. So, Nicola, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You guys sound so peaceful.
You know, Nicola, I think this is what happens when I'm around her. And whenever I've gone into your facial room, my blood pressure drops.
Same.
I start like opening up about things and things just kind of, I don't know. I get into this kind of like chill mood.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Okay, Nicola. So you're primarily known for your famous facials, but you're also, you know, it's the summer. Let's just kick it off.
Sure.
You know, you are also one of the world's top self-tanners, and there really is such a thing. You help celebrities get tanned for events. You did that amazing Saint-Tropez campaign with Kate Moss. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know it, just stop, Google image Saint-Tropez, Kate Moss. You want that tan. Mm-hmm. You want that tan. How did you get started in the business? How did you become the person who does all that?
It rubs things on Kate Moss.
Yeah, right? I mean.
Lucky me. I think, okay, so I'm from Scotland. Therefore, there's not a lot of sun exposure. And my family are historically probably Middle Mediterranean. So there is a little bit of color on our skin, mm-hmm. But no sun in Scotland. So I always used tanning products from being about the age of 15 because I didn't want to do tanning beds. I was very aware that I didn't want to go and...
Good girl.
You're right?
Mm-hmm.
How clever was I at 15? And all my girlfriends were doing it. So I would go to the pharmacy counters and buy whatever was available. And there wasn't a lot available when I was 15, 16, 17. So, and my grandmother, funnily enough, my grandmother used to stain her legs with tea bags.
How did she do that?
You know, I think that's from the war, from the Second World War, when they couldn't have tights. They didn't have pantyhose. So they used to use old tea bags that went cold and they'd stain their legs and give you that lovely kind of tan color.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if... I don't have a memory of her telling me that, but I certainly have a memory of her sharing that memory with me. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of always been the advocate of tan skin. And also I have a family, we've always had a family home in Spain, so I adore that tan skin color, but again, I'm very aware of the sun. So it's from that age. And then Saint-Tropez, when they very first launched, a Californian brand to start with, were brought to the UK very quickly after it was created for salon use only. And I was working in a little hair beauty salon and immediately started using it. And I kind of stuck with the brand ever since. I was really lucky enough to be their global ambassador for 8 years, mm-hmm. Helping develop products that you now see on their shelves. I took them backstage to Fashion Week. We did that amazing campaign with Kate.
Mm-hmm. That's how you got into
kinda
it.
I got into it.
Will you tell us, just for people who don't know, like we all have heard of self-tanner, but what is it exactly? Like what is happening to your skin when you put a self-tanner on?
So self-tanners come in many different forms, but they're predominantly plant-based, from aloe and from a melatonin-type ingredient that will stain the skin, but also with the likes of Saint-Tropez, for instance. And I don't work with them any longer, but I still use them, amongst other brands. And they're really good now, the brands that are coming through, because the technology is there. So what happens is they have technology built into the product that works with your skin. So if I put it on, Jess put it on, we would be completely different colors.
Right.
So it's not, you're not washing a color like a makeup.
It's not like a paint,
No, it's
not. What's the deal with, I've heard, like back in the day when there were, like maybe in the early 90s and there were self-tanners, a lot of them had like DHA only as the self-tanning ingredient. And then I remember someone telling me like, oh, once they started using erythrolose, the colors got better. Mm-hmm. Do those two ingredients give different colors? Do you know what the...
They don't so much give different colors.
Why are they
color.
Better now?
They're better now because they have better pigments. So what used to happen in the beginning was there wouldn't be a... For instance, Saint-Tropez were the first to champion green pigment.
And what does that mean, green pigment?
So a green pigment is introduced in the mix of the ingredients to make the tan, the self-tan.
It is a funkier color than some others in the tube. But like as opposed to like what? Like a red pigment or a yellow pigment?
Well, green and red pigments are predominantly put in nowadays. But what they do is they counteract the orange color that the skin would go with just the DHA.
Oh.
So it's about introducing pigments to counteract the orange.
Okay, okay. So those back in the day were probably just like pure DHA.
Yeah, I mean, I probably walked around pretty orange for a little while until
it's all we had.
It's learning as well, you know, and you learn that way.
And just because, you know, our listeners are all different colored skin tones, like what is the darkest your skin could be that you would still get a benefit from self-tanning?
You can have very, very dark skin or very, very pale skin. So from the whitest shade of pale to the darkest shade of pigment. Because what a tanning product will do is not only enhance your color and give you a glow and kind of give you a tan, but also evens out your skin tone. It adds, so for instance, if you have Asian skin, which can have a tendency to be quite gray or sallow in the winter, a self-tan will add a redness to the skin, so it will bring out all your natural glowing pigment.
Got it.
And with black skins or darker skin tones, it will even up the skin tone. And again, it will bring out those lovely natural red pigments in the skin, so make your skin glowing. It's not going to change the color of a darker skin. It will just enhance the tones.
That just made me want to go self-tan right now.
Do you self-tan year-round?
Yeah.
I mean, you have like a beautiful glowy skin.
Yeah, my skin's always tanned.
Wait, before we get into more, one last question about this. Okay. The smell. Remember back in the day, I'm still stuck on the old ones, and I feel like a lot of women are, and they haven't come back to self-tanning because they're like freaked out. And you smell like weird burnt toast saltine.
Biscuit.
To me, it reminds me of like wet newspaper.
Okay, well, on me, it was like a biscuit. You know, like
biscuits.
That kind of wet biscuit. That's all changed now. There's a technology that they use, and it comes from air fresheners. So it's called a nose technology. It's a space between the skin and the nose, between the arm and the nose technology. So what happens is the chemicals that react onto the skin, also when they're burst into the air, it changes the smell. The smell is still there, but you smell a different smell, like you do when you spray an air freshener.
Okay.
So that's one way of doing it. It's a really clever technology.
So it's masking it in a really good way, not just covering it up so you smell both, but just like you don't even...
like flowers and wet biscuits.
Yeah, it eliminates it. Flowers and a tiny crumb of a wet biscuit.
And I have another question about self-tan.
Oh, I'm done with my old self-tan. All right, onto the new.
Yeah. But like I've only self-tanned at home probably 3 times because each time, and with like years in between them, because it just never works out for me. I don't know. I try like, oh, this is the best new technology, and somehow it always looks bad. So it's not the technology, it's not the products, it's me.
It's the application.
Okay, I'm the human error. Yeah,
sure.
The problem is me.
Yeah.
So I have like access to the best products in the world somehow.
Because I've tanned you.
Oh, yeah, no, you've tanned me. Yeah. That looked amazing. Everybody was dying. But when I like use the products at home, somehow like I have an orange arm, like a nicely tanned arm. Yeah, streak.
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong? What is the number one mistake that people make when they tan at home?
They don't prep. It's really
easy. And what's the prep? Like, take us through it.
Okay, so you can't skip these, because if you skip them, then patches happen, or you get, you know, rolling, or you miss a bit.
What's rolling?
It's a disaster. You know, when it kind of rolls into your skin because you've got dead skin sitting there. So
like a pilling kind of
pilling.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do?
It's imperative that you prep. So you must, first of all, you bathe and you do your hair removal, okay?
Okay.
So we have to go as far back as that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do all your hair removal first, and then you exfoliate. You have to exfoliate all over.
Are we exfoliating with a scrub, a brush, like a buffer? Like, I want to get this right.
Okay, you want to, well, okay. We could do it in layers. So you can dry brush first.
Okay.
And then you get into the shower. You could use an exfoliating product in the shower. So I like a sugar and oil mix.
Oh, okay.
So because it's quite heavy.
I think that it wouldn't be okay.
Because it would coat your skin or something.
Yeah.
Well, nah, but use a sugar oil mix first because it really works on the skin. And then you want to really shower that off.
Oh, okay. To get rid of all the oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas normally you might not with that kind of scrub.
You wouldn't. You'd leave it on, your skin would
be nice.
But
then we got to get some body wash up in there.
Okay.
So then you want to use maybe an exfoliating body wash on top of that. So then you've got really, really good smooth canvas skin. You want to concentrate on elbows, knees, hip bones, the décolletage, the neck. So all those areas where you've got more bone or heavier pieces of skin, you know, like around the knee. Hands as well. Hands are really tricky.
Okay.
And then you exfoliate in the shower again with it, like I said, like with exfoliating shower product. Dry the skin. Gently moisturize it with a lotion that doesn't have oil in it. So a moisturizing milk is really good.
Okay, milk.
Now, a lot of the products, a lot of the tanning brands out there have products that will moisturize as well. So it's kind of an idea to maybe buy the moisturizer that goes along with the self-tanning product because you're keeping it in the family.
Oh, and that's, I thought they were for afterwards to prolong it, but you like it a little bit before.
You can put a little bit before.
Okay.
Okay, a tiny bit, because what you don't want to do is apply your tanning product onto really dry skin.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? You want to have a slight moisture. So you want to really...
I definitely had done it just like... slap it on, because I thought that like it's really going to give it a good grip.
It will give it a good grip, but it'll still grip more around the knees and the elbows and the hands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's
you gotta lube first, Jess.
Get a little slick going on there. Really gently massage that in, but let it absorb in, and then you want to apply your self tan. So I always say the easiest product to use in the ranges of self tan are mousse.
Huh, because, really?
Yes.
How come?
They're light, they're fluffy, they're aerated, they're easy to use, they're pliable, and they absorb quickly.
Okay.
Now, again, there are lots of products out there. I prefer one that has a guide color because then you can see what you're doing. It's almost like painting by numbers.
Yeah.
There are amazing ones that don't have the guide color, which means you can go to bed in white sheets and there's no guide color left in your sheets.
A guide color means like it doesn't go on clear, right?
Yeah, it goes on. You see like where you're applying it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To me, that's the most foolproof way because you can see where you're going with it. Now, with regards to application of a mousse, you need to use an application mitt.
Okay, not just your hands.
Definitely not your hands. Otherwise, your palms are going to be really dark. It's really difficult to get off.
Okay.
Okay, and you won't apply it on one layer, wash your hands and redo it.
Yeah,
you just wouldn't
do
that.
Yeah.
It's not realistic. So you must use an application mitt. It's about starting at the ankles and working up the legs.
So you don't do the tops of your feet?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh.
Not yet. So you start around
the ankle. I'm hearing all the mistakes you made coming
this
out.
This is why it doesn't work. So you want to start the ankles and work up. And you want to work around the body, the natural contours of your body. So working around the legs and always working towards the heart because it increases the circulation and it's a better movement for the body.
Okay.
So up the legs, around the bum, around the tummy, the sides of the body, and then from the wrists all the way up around the shoulders, the chest area, and you know, if you're really flexible, then you can get most of your back done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to have to get some help. Okay. With the top middle section
well,
of the back.
Has a fiancé now, so that's part of his new job.
Yes, it definitely is.
He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, he does know. It's definitely part of his job. My kids do my back for me.
I love it.
12 and 13.
That is such an image.
And they're boys.
You're like upwards motions. Mommy says upwards motions.
Yeah, they have it. They have it
swiftly,
done.
Swiftly.
You know, they're 12 and 13. They've probably been tanning my back since they were four.
That's so funny.
A good skill for them to have.
It's a great skill. It's a boyfriend. Who can come to the table with tanning
skills.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. That's so funny. Do you have to be like really meticulous about getting every part?
You need to get every part, but it doesn't need to be completely blended in. Okay. But the thing with a tanning mitt is it will blend it in quite naturally for you. But don't be too meticulous in getting it so perfectly even like you would with a makeup. As long as you're completely covered.
Yeah.
Then the tan's going to start activating and working for you.
But I had like sleeves.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason
it looked like I was wearing mesh sleeves.
Yes, you will have because if you don't. The thing was with your feet and your hands. So once you've done the whole of your body, you still have this application that's quite drenched in product now by this point. So that's when you sweep it over the back of your hands and the tops of your feet.
Just
and
with the extra.
With the
not
extra.
Not a whole new squirt of whatever.
With the extra. To be fair, my hands often get paler than the rest of my body, but that's because I'm working in oils and creams all day, every day.
It doesn't look that unnatural, though, as long as it's not like a straight line.
Well, a nice little tip or a hack for moving forward with that. So maybe you're into day three of your tan, let's say, and your hands are starting to fade, like mine do, because I wash them all the time. It's always good to have a gradual tan product. To keep. And a gradual tan is a mix of moisturizer and a lower amount of DHA so that you can build a really soft tan if you're stepping into the tanning arena for the first time. It's a nice product to use. But it's also a really great product to use to keep putting on your hands and your face and your feet because your hands and your face, especially, the tan will come off quicker.
Right. You're washing your face, you're washing your hands.
Yeah. So like every night you can put a little bit of gradual tan on your hands.
That's a good tip.
Because it's subtle.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
And how long, like, because I, you know, like I said, I have this self-tanner, like this one that was like the best, that I had the most success, and I used success very lightly.
Which one was it?
It was actually the Saint-Tropez, the drops for the face.
Okay.
So, because that was pretty easy. I mixed it with the moisturizer, but I've had it for a couple of years. How long do self-tanner things last?
You want to purchase a new one.
Every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to keep it longer than that. It will tell you, it will have its shelf life. Most of the tanning products will have their shelf life on the box.
Yeah.
You want to stick to that because the DHA will start to play bad.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like
are those
coming...
still in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get you some new drops, I think.
Yeah, let's get you some new I mean, there are some really great new stuff on the market as well, especially if you want to use drops. And there's water now as well. I'm using a product called Tan Lux at
the minute.
I was
just about to say, have you heard of this brand called Tan Lux? It looks very intriguing to me.
They're a great brand. There's lots of reasons I like that. One, they do the, you can lay in white sheets and
yes,
there's no, because they
that.
Don't have guide colors. So that's nice for those that are familiar with tanning and you're really, you know what you're going to be doing. So you're confident. But they have a water, which is nice because you can use it through a spray gun. So for me, if I'm doing a professional tan and I don't need the guide color because I'm so good at what I'm doing. Or if I'm putting on my celebrities, then that's a win-win situation for them.
I'm glad you brought this up because the whole time you were describing that, I was picturing you doing those actions on your celebrity clients. But sometimes you use a gun too?
I use the gun, but sometimes some of my clients, we work on a mousse and mitt, so I am, massaging.
Mousse and mitt situation.
Mousse and mitt.
Okay, so when you're tanning someone for a photo shoot or for, like, they hired you for an event or something, like, are you ever in, where are you? Like, do you just get naked with people in random spaces, like, around the world?
Well, I don't take my clothes off, Lori. But they get naked,
weird, yeah.
It must be a very intimate moment. Like, have you ever had a new client? Like, how do you make someone feel comfortable? Like, because a lot of women are nervous about the spa situations because of that reason.
Yeah, they are. I think because I've been working in a spa situation for a long time, I make them comfortable really quickly.
How?
I become like them, you know. I want them to feel as comfortable as possible, and I think predominantly if you're dealing with women, I think they like to have a woman tan them because they're a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do. I have no rules to it, but they just are comfortable with me. You know,
what's the weirdest place you've had to like go tan someone though?
Backstage at the Oscars was quite weird.
That's a last-minute request.
Yeah, doesn't it take time for develop?
So here's the thing. With me, I do two types of tanning for these type of people. I will tan them with a self-tanner, but also there are amazing one-night-only products that will
like body bronzing.
Yeah. So a lot of the time, I'm touching up. Or, yeah, it's very last-minute, and they've discovered that actually they need cover. So I'll
go. So like text you 911 backstage at the Oscars.
And you come with like your tanning kit and like a little gun and you're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And come with you set up a little shower thing?
Set up a little thing. Well, I have a pop-up tent, which is black. But you know what? Here's the thing about my pop-up tent. So I've been using it for 18 years and I can never fold it back down.
I can't. It pops up, it doesn't figures it out.
I've left about, I probably in the last 18 years, I've maybe left 10 of them at events.
There's like weird black balloon tents just standing around. People are like, what's
that's
that thing?
That's really funny.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Nicola was here. let's see. Oh, tips from your clients. That's what I wanted to know, too. You work with all these amazing women.
Yeah.
Have they ever, like, taught you anything about skincare or facials? Like, what are the best tips you've gotten from your
I think
clients?
I was talking earlier to someone.
AKA, what does Kate Moss say?
Yeah, no, I'm not telling you that.
Okay, whoever. I'm sure you've gotten lots of tricks.
I think I am a bit of an information sharer, but because I absorb lots of information from my clients. I mean, all I do is talk to women all day about everything from menopause to infection to skincare to
What's going on in their lives.
What's going on in their lives. So it's amazing the amount of information you actually share that are skin tips that you're not really aware of while you're having the conversation.
Yeah.
So I've learned loads and loads of stuff.
Like you were talking about probiotics and how good they are for you. Did you find that out yourself or was that?
Well, that I found out myself because I got very sick this year. But to be fair, it would probably came from a client originally saying that, in fact, it did. It did come from a client because she had been quite poorly and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her and her skin was breaking out, which is why she was seeing me. And then we got around to the whole point of gut health and her skin changed completely with good, nice, topical, nourishing treatments, but really probiotics, healthy gut, because it makes healthy new skin inside.
Wait, what did we just learn about sauerkraut? Someone was telling us we needed to eat.
I think it was Bobby Brown.
Are you into sauerkraut or do we have to buy our probiotics?
I think you need to buy your probiotics. And I don't know about sauerkraut because I'm not au fait with that. But I do know about celery.
What's celery do?
Celery is like the superfood.
Oh,
like
really?
A super, super food.
I always thought that was just mostly water. It's just good for a crunch.
People think that, right? Or you think, or you're told. I remember being told when I was younger, eat celery because you burn more calories.
A negative calorie
than
you
do.
Yeah. I didn't want to encourage anyone who's like, on that bandwagon. But yes, I've heard that too.
I heard that. So well, my point was I'd heard it and I went, celery's not for me. But I've subsequently learned that it's a superfood. It's one of the most beneficial vegetables for inflammation. And we all know that if we have inflammation in our body, it causes sickness and disease.
Yeah.
So
not to mention acne.
Not to mention acne.
Which is my issue.
And loads
I should be eating more celery.
Yeah.
I actually do like celery. Like, it's a weird food. It makes my teeth tingle.
Do you know what I heard? You have to peel it like a carrot so it doesn't have those strings. Did you know that?
But that's when you start getting the strings.
No, you peel off that outer layer and then it's like fancy. At Blackberry, they had celery crudité and it had none of the stringy business because they peeled it.
Really?
Sorry, that was my own tip. We're sharing information.
You see, I juice it personally.
I like it with a bit of peanut butter.
Oh, you juice it and it's still good.
Okay. I have 4 sticks in the morning as a shot drink and it's done.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Or if you're ordering a green smoothie or a green juice, make sure they put the celery in it as the top ingredient, and then you're good.
Wow. Screw the kale.
Screw the kale.
It's all about celery now.
You should talk about facials,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, you are very much known for your facials. They are so memorable. Because
wait, are you the lady that gets in people's mouths?
Yep.
I didn't realize that was you. I've heard about you. People go to London, they come back, and they're like, "The lady, she put her hands in her mouth."
I have to say, I knew that what I was in for, but I love them because I leave, and I feel like my face has been like vacuumed out, or my head has been like, everything feels lighter. Mm-hmm. And I definitely do feel like very sculpted when I leave.
Sure.
Where did you learn this? What is going on? What is the logic behind this? You're the only person I let their fingers like go up open my mouth.
I know, it's
besides
amazing.
Besides a dentist.
I mean, my fingers have been in many, many people's mouths. So, you know, my story when I finish this is going to be quite good. I'm very lucky. But again, people trust me, I guess, and I've been doing this a long time. I have a degree in human anatomy and biology because I wanted to be a pathologist. But then I really discovered that I didn't want to work with dead people. I wanted to work with people that were alive. It was more my forte.
Us too.
Yeah, right? Just a little bit more fun. And the pathology was amazing, and I learned so much about the human body and about skin tissue. Anyway, then I went to Asia, and I was living with some of my family, and I met this yogi massage healer. Who was quite amazing to me. He worked predominantly in the cancer wards in Indonesia, actually, in Malaysia. And I pestered him to become his apprentice. So I worked with him for a year, and he used to massage and heal cancer patients that were in remission, that were ongoing treatment, but also that were dying, so that they passed over peacefully without taking pain with them. So he intrigued me, and he worked inside their mouth. So I learned a lot of technique from him. And because I can do a little bit of healing, and it's part of what I've always done, he introduced this whole technique of massage to me. And then I tweaked it and made it more beauty orientated.
At this point, did you think you were going to be a facialist, or you were just interested in, so you came in from the healing to being a facialist?
Yeah, I mean, I always done facials and massage, and kind of, you know, when I was little, I used to I tell my mom the dog was sick and put my hands on the dog, so it was all it was the freaky kid in the street. But then I kind of wanted to work in beauty, so I didn't want to be a makeup artist.
Yeah.
As amazing and gorgeous and lovely as that is as a job, I wanted to be in skin. So I carved that job for myself within the fashion industry, because I worked as a manicurist on editorial and advertising campaigns, and with the agent I still have today. But really wanted to carve the skincare out of it. So obviously on every shoot I was on, I'd offer to do facials, which is where my celebrity clients came from. And I'd work with all the makeup artists so that they understood what I was doing. And I really, going back to the Malaysia thing, what I saw from his practice was how relaxed and youthful and calm his patients were, but also the lift that they got on their face.
You're like, but really, you look younger.
Right? I could do something with this.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I know there are other treatments like Bacal, and there is different massage movements in the mouth, but the one
thing you said, Bacal?
Bacal, B-U-C-C-A-L. It's a type of massage that works inside the mouth, but it's very much about drawing down and removing.
No,
we're all about lifting and releasing. So I just developed and developed, and, you know, I used my mom and my sister and my girlfriends, and I really worked hard on it.
Are there particular face oils that you like to use?
Yeah, there are quite a few.
What do you like?
So I also was ambassador for the Sanctuary Spa in Covent Garden. They have an amazing facial oil, which I used in my kit before I was with them, and since I'm no longer their ambassador. It's called Therapist Secret Facial Oil. It's a really good mix of oils, and I use it on most of my clients.
What are like the carrier oils that are in it?
So the carrier oils are rice oil, which is very good.
That's an expensive one, but yeah.
You know why? Because it's got tiny molecules. So rice oil drops deeper into the skin, so delivers more efficaciously.
Than like a jojoba or something?
Jojoba is really good too.
Okay.
So they have a lot of mixes, but I also really like Elemis. Amazing. They do a superfood oil, which is really good.
Oh, that's the one you use with the broccoli.
Yes, the broccoli.
Me too. Does it have so celery, good. Guys? Like, come on.
No, but you're eating celery while you're massaging your
broccoli.
It's
oil.
Okay. You're multitasking on the veg.
Okay, I want some of that.
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. Caudalie, the French brand, Declior have really good oils. You want something that's not a dry oil, because it tends to go quite sticky if you keep massaging it in. You don't want anything too heavy. So sometimes coconut oil, as amazing as it is, it's a little too heavy to do the massage on your face at night. It's great for the body, mm-hmm. great for your hair, and great if you're using it in the daytime.
Right.
So it's something that's specifically for the face.
Got it.
What else do you like to use? We don't let anybody leave without.
What's on the stash?
I have tons of stuff in the stash. So I'm loving Suzanne Kaufman, which is an Austrian brand. Mm-hmm. Really love her products. Very organic, but really make an impact on the skin. She mm-hmm. has a new SPF, which is quite something mm-hmm. that I'm liking. I also like Omorovisa, which is...
Is that how you say that?
Pizza, as in a pizza, more pizza.
You know what? Thank God.
But they're Hungarian, right?
It took me 6 months.
It's like Omorodskova in my head.
I'm like,
horrible.
I just don't say it.
I always want to say Omoroviska.
Omoroviska.
But it's Omorovisa, as in pizza. Omorovisa.
Okay.
They're an amazing brand. I'm really loving this. They do a great copper peel that's in two phases. It's for retail, so it's not. You know, it's not super, super strong, but it comes in two separate pouches and you massage it on your face for 2 minutes.
That sounds bad. To me, that works.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
I like a quick
You're in and out, right? So that's a really nice brand. Let me see. Always Lamour.
Well, can I ask you about your lashes? As you're like telling me all this, you're batting your eyes and I'm like, her lashes are amazing. What mascara do you have on?
I have on a burgundy or maroon colored YSL.
Burgundy mascara. Makes your green eyes look green.
That's why I wear it.
It totally works.
Black's too harsh for me.
And what's on the cheeks? What kind of highlight do we have here?
Okay, so today I'm wearing Charlotte Tilbury's.
I love how you're keeping it European with a lot of these brands.
Well, you know.
It's your hometown girl. Okay, what's Charlotte's product?
She's a friend. Okay. So I'm very fortunate that she does gift me some things. Mm-hmm. So this is the Goddess Bronzing Kit. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got a nice light highlighter to
it. It's really pretty.
But also I'm wearing underneath that just shines through. Dr. Lancer have done a skin perfector with a tint to it called Danny.
D-A-N-I. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that in Toronto last week, actually, so I'm hoping it's here. I would imagine it is.
We have Lancer's products. I've never heard of that one, but I'm going to go check it out.
It's like a bronze color pump
form. So it's like a tinted moisturizer.
With skin benefits. So it's a skin perfector.
Like a lot of, what do you call them? Big boys? No. Radicals.
The radicals are the big boys.
Yeah, they are
the big boys.
Got it.
Wow. Okay, one last one.
Yeah.
What's the shadow?
This?
Yeah.
MAC.
Okay.
And I'm not a big MAC girl, actually. Not for any reason.
Yeah. Okay.
I found it in the bottom of my kit bag. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing it.
That's okay.
But it's all about aubergines.
It's oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's aubergines and kind of maroons. Yeah.
You got a lot of tips.
Colors will work for you with your green eyes.
I'm just like stealing all of your stuff
right
now. Maybe next time you see me, I'll be very tan.
Maybe.
And sculpted. Right?
This has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like
like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Raise a wand, yeah.
That one was a little off key.
I hated that one.
Yeah, that one sucked.
We're still going to barrel through and do it. That was producer Belle.
Belle needs some hot
singing us in. Somebody get Deborah Lipman's
week
stat.
Off.
Yeah. Jess, what are you raising a wand to this week?
A hair product. I'm all about hair lately. Have you noticed?
Yes, because you have long, luscious locks now.
And you know what? I think I'm going to keep growing them.
Okay.
Wait, so let me know when it gets too cray.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Herbivore, not quite sure how you want to say it. Coconut and sea salt beach wave hair mist.
I know what you're talking about. They sell it at Urban Outfitters, right?
Maybe.
You're doing a beach wave, huh?
You know, I'm using it like today, so I don't know if you think these are beach waves.
They're like a beach surf fish.
Yeah, it's not going to give you, I have really thick like hair, so it really doesn't respond to products that much without like the aid of heat styling, which I don't do. But it gives it a little bit of texture.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, so that's where I like it. And it's not, the problem with a lot of sea salt sprays for me is that it makes it a little bit crunchy and I don't want to feel a crunch.
No, it looks very touchable.
Really, yeah, it makes it touchable. It says a natural sea salt hair texturizing mist, has some aloe water in it. It really doesn't dry out your hair. It really is very moisturizing and just gives you a little bit of texture. It doesn't smell too much, but it has like a nice soft smell. And Ooh. It's $20 and you get a lot of product for it.
And looks good on your vanity. Has that
it does look very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back on an old razor wand and update it. You know how much I love dental floss, right?
Yes.
And I still love my
Oral-B Glide, right?
I did. And I was like obsessive about it. I have a new favorite. Do you know about Coco Floss?
I've heard of Coco Floss.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Oh my God,
it.
We both doing coconutty things?
Oh, I just noticed
and
that.
We just did face washes too the other day. This is weird.
That is
the
weird.
Mind melt.
It's not about the coconuts though. For me, it's the texture of the floss. So the Glide, it's so slippery that like
it doesn't grab that much. This is like a rougher rope, but still has slip. I know I'm grossing you out, but like I'm really obsessive about floss. I feel like it gets more of the particles out because it's like it's a woven kind of rope thing. It's almost like exfoliating your teeth. You're so into exfoliating right now.
Oh, I like that.
Like it has a little gription to it. Does not hurt that it is coated with a lovely coconut wax and coconut flavor that's all natural. So that's a good part of it,
that
too.
That is cool. It's a nice flavor? A nice flavor?
Yes, there's like an orange, a coconut, a mint. Mm-hmm. But I'm just doing the fresh coconuts, which is so random.
I like that.
Listen, I'm not doing oil pulling. Ugh. With that whole coconut oil swish around your mouth. That's just...
Sorry, Gwyneth.
Yeah, that's not happening. So cocoa floss and the little... And I think it's a little bit pricier than Glide, but it has lasted forever. Like I've had this for 3 months and you know how often I floss.
Yeah, floss, I feel
it's
like
it's my home floss. It's not like am I in front of the TV floss. I have a different one. Anyway, cocoa floss. Raise a wand. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.